Welcome to Spirit Led, the podcast, where we talk about hoodoo and African spirituality. I am your host, Mama Yaya, and I'm here to help you on your journey to find out who you are, whose you are, and where you're meant to be. Here at Spirit Led, we're going to keep it real, but we're going to heal. Okay? We know that we are love and light, but sometimes we gotta fight. We're really big on duality here. So, if you want to learn, laugh, heal, and grow, this is the podcast for you. So hit that subscribe button and stay tuned.
Hey, Grand Rising. Grand Rising. I hope all that is well. How are you? Welcome, Lorenzo. You just gotta feel it, first of all. Make a seed grow. How are you guys doing this rising? I hope that everybody is well. I'm here to talk to the chosen few, okay? I had a message yesterday that I posted, and a lot of people want a clarification on that message. So I am here today to give you guys that message. Now, if y'all see me looking back and forth, I am on TikTok live, and I am also on Facebook live, okay? Because I want to get this message across to many people. I want to get it across all at once because I don't want to have to continue to repeat the message over and over again. Many are called, but few are chosen. And a lot of people think that they are chosen, but they're not, right? Like, a lot of people are going to get mad at me about this message, but I'm going to tell you the truth because I wouldn't mean it, right? Many are called, but few are chosen. Not everybody is chosen, but who decides if we are chosen? That's the question. The God, the divine source, the higher power, whatever you want to call it, the universe, spirit, whatever it is that you call, okay? Not everyone is chosen, but everybody is called. So let me make that clear. Many are called, but few are chosen. In the Bible, it says that many are called, but few are chosen because we are all called. We all get that same phone call. It'd be like ring, ring, ring. Are you going to answer that call? That's how you decide if you are chosen or not. It's by answering the call when God decides to give you that call. I believe that the Bible is a self-help book, just like any other book there is. I believe that it was written with good intention. And I believe that some people decided to change what the intention of the Bible was. The Bible can be used or worked with. Let me not say used. The Bible can be worked with for good just as well as could be worked for bad. For example, I'll give you an example. The book that is very famous right now is The 48 Laws of Power. The 48 Laws of Power is very big right now. It's been trending. And so when I read this with some of my mentees, I was reading, I'm like, well, dang, this book definitely teaches people how to manipulate you. However, we were reading it to make sure we were aware of how people were trying to manipulate others so we wouldn't be manipulated, right? So just like, for example, the 48 Laws of Power could be used as evil for people that's willing and wanting to manipulate others, the Bible could be used as the same. The Bible is a book of self-help with many blessings and many curses. I believe, I always tell people, you know the truth by the way that it feels, right? NDIRE said that, and I will live that down, because as spiritual beings, as spiritual people, we know the truth by the way that it feels. A lot of the time we don't want to believe in the truth because it's uncomfortable, or because we have to leave something or someone behind. However, we know the truth because it makes us feel a certain way. We know when somebody's lying to us because it makes us feel some type of way. We know the truth by the way that it feels. And for me, my ancestors and my spiritual court told me that the Bible is supposed to be a self-help book. People manipulated it into things that it was not supposed to be. It manipulated us as people, decided, hey, this is what this means to us. Grand Rising Love just got home from work sending love, and like, sending you love right back. Sending you love right back. Y'all share this, okay? Because you never know who you can reach or who you can help by this, right? The Bible, we as people decided, hey, this is what this means to me, and this is what this means to the world. So we decided as a collective to take the understanding of someone else. We decided to take the understanding of someone else's interpretation of the Bible and get that hurt from it, if that makes sense. So I believe that the Bible in any other book is honestly created to give us knowledge and to help us in some shape or form. It's what you take from it and how you perceive the Bible is what matters. This is why you have to get your own understanding, okay? And that's any with anything. I teach all of my God children to get their own understanding. I can teach you something, but what do you understand? What do you feel? Does it feel right or does it feel wrong? And that's the main important key to everything. Does it feel right or wrong to you? If it feel wrong to you, by all means, my love, don't go through with it. So if you are one of those people, Khalifa, I don't know how to say it, Khalifa, okay? In the hood, we say Khalif, okay? But if you are one of those people that are hurt by the Bible, maybe you should distance yourself from the Bible. Maybe you should take a break from the Bible. Hey, sis, hey, boss lady. Okay, so if you are one of those people that's hurt by the Bible, then maybe you should take a step back from the Bible, or you can dig into it and honestly get your own understanding, right? Because for me, that's a self-help book, okay? Anywho, let's talk about it. Like I was saying, many are called, but few are chosen. We all get that chosen. We all get that call. And we get to choose to be chosen because God gives the call to us all. Yeah, God, what do you want to think of God? Is it he, she, spirit, whatever you want to think of God as, right? We are all calling God different names, but it's the same thing. Like, I remember when I was meditating and praying one day, and I was hearing, like, you know, y'all are all calling me different names, but it's really the same thing. We are all, 9 times out of 10, if your intentions are pure and right, we are all praying to the higher source, the creator of life, whether you think God is a man or a woman or just a spirit. We are all, okay, praying to a higher source that created us, okay? And so God was telling me one day when I was meditating and praying that you guys are all calling me different names, but it's really the same thing. You may practice differently. You may praise me differently, but it's still reaching me. It's still reaching me. It's reaching me. Okay? It is still reaching me. Thank you, love. Thank you, beautiful. You're pretty and you shine. You made my day. Oh, thank you, love. Thank you so much. Okay. So when God calls us all, because God got favorites, God, they say that God knows our beginning and knows our end before our beginning, right? And so God gives us all that choice to be chosen, and yet we decide to decline We decline. And how do we decline? By not answering a call. Simple as that. Like, I'm not going to argue with nobody about anything and what I believe, because this is what I believe. And if it does not resonate with you, then it does not resonate with you. And that's okay. That's okay. That's really okay. God talks to us all. I want you to know that the pastor is not the only person that God talked to. We all, and even if you read the Bible, we all have a relationship with God. It's you choose to have that relationship with God. Jesus even told you in the Bible to go before his Father yourself, to create that own relationship with yourself. So, I mean, once again, I'm going to get back to my message. I will not be answering any more questions about what I believe right now, but I want to get to the message, okay? I hope that you guys receive it well. And if you don't, then this is not for you. I am not for you. Everybody believes differently, and this is what I believe, okay? So, like I was saying to you guys, we all get a calling, and we have to answer it. And a lot of us think that we're chosen just because, you know, that we see things happening for us or working for us in our lives. But the truth is, you decide to be chosen by answering the call. And if you don't answer it and answer it and take on the assignment that you're supposed to take on in your life, then you flunk out of being chosen, pretty much, right? I made this status the other day on Facebook, and I'm going to read it to you guys. I told everybody the reason for this live is because of the status. Somebody asked me about what this status meant, and I want to go into it deeper and give clarification on what it meant, okay? So I said the next 6 months are crucial for the chosen. If you don't lock in, you're going to be locked out. Spirit ain't clear. Everybody got their assignments. Now it's time to execute. And so... So like I was saying to you, hold on 1 second, guys, because I'm not going to argue with nobody. I can't do it. This is what I believe. I'm not going to argue with nobody. You can argue with yourself. 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 You're free to believe in whatever you want to believe, and I'm fine with that, but I do not argue. This is my message that God placed onto me, and I think that is very ignorant of people to think that pastors are the only people that can get in contact with God. That's why we are all in a bind right now, because a lot of pastors are leading people into destruction because of their ego. So have your own relationship with God. That's the tea, okay? Have your own relationship with God. That's the tea. Okay, so I was saying that if you don't lock in to your purpose and your calling right now, because God is getting ready to shake up some things for us in the next 6 months, and it's very crucial for the chosen. I don't know if you guys feel everything that's been going on. I don't know if you guys feel everything that's been going on with the energy and the atmosphere, or even seeing, okay? A lot of people see with these eyes, but I see with this eye, you know what I'm saying? And you have to see with both and see and feel the energy of the world and how it's changing. Now, this is not to be fearful, because if you're chosen, what is there to be afraid of? Realistically, because we are divinely protected always and forever, right? And so the next 6 months is crucial to your elevation, where you're going to be in life. Spirit is saying that a lot of you are feeling lost, alone, afraid, betrayed, belittled, let down. And it's all because of you. Newsflash, I'm a clock that tea. It's because of you. And even myself at times. So I'm not even going to just say it, y'all. Spirit, when Spirit was talking to me, it gave me this message to myself too. It was saying, get locked in or get locked out. And what Spirit means by getting locked out is, don't be asking me for nothing if you can't do the bare minimum of what I'm asking you to do. What I'm asking you to do, I called you, but now are you going to answer? You can't be walking around saying, oh, I'm chosen, I'm chosen, I'm chosen, I'm chosen. No, you're not. You ain't chosen to be chosen. And you honestly ain't fulfilling the purpose and the role of a chosen person. You're not. And I can say at a point in time I wasn't either. I can say at a point in time that I was not fulfilling the purpose of my calling, of being chosen, because I let fear, doubt, and other people get in my mind, and I'm not doing that anymore. Y'all, I used to be so afraid of going live because I just hated it. Like, I just always got nervous. But Spirit was like, while I like being out there in the street and talking to people, while I like bumping elbows, hugging people, touching people, the world is on social media now. pretty much, right? And Spirit has been telling me for such a long time, y'all. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I'm not gonna shitcall. The Spirit has been telling me for years to get on here and do and serve my purpose with my voice, because I heal through my words. Okay, I've been talking a lot, so I'm a little hoarse. I heal through my voice. You have to know what your calling and your purpose is, and I know mine. There are thousands of people that I've helped heal just off of my voice. Just off of my voice, just helping them understand who they are and whose they are. I'm fulfilling my purpose. I'm answering the call. Are you? Right now, love, we are not talking about no dating nobody. We're not talking about dating nobody. We're not to see, and that's the thing, right? No shade, no tea, sis, but I'm going to give it to you. If y'all don't know me, if y'all haven't been here with me from the beginning, y'all know that I'm real and raw and uncut. That's one of our main problems. Worry about who we dating. Half the time, these niggas and these females ain't no good for you. But yet you want to focus on dating instead of focusing on you and getting to you and learning you and healing you to fulfill your purpose in life. Because once you start being in alignment with who you are and with whose you are, then you don't have to worry about dating nobody. God is going to drop that person into your lap. God is going to drop that person into your lap. You're worried about this ninja, and he ain't worried about you. You're not this female, and he ain't worried about you. And I can say that I was guilty of it too. I always tell people my husband came into my life when I decided to devote my time on focusing on me, getting myself together, answering my calling. When I decided to step out on faith, that's when my husband came into the picture. I'm a clock to tea, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I tell, and you can ask any of my godchildren, I tell them the same thing. Majority of the time, the reason why you do not have what you're asking for is because you're not giving anything in return. We always want. We always want something, but what are we giving? What are we giving? Answer me. What are we giving? What are you giving? How are you being of service? What are you giving? What is that man going to give to you that you're going to be able to in return, or woman gives you that you're going to be able to return and give to somebody else? What are they giving? 9 times out of 10, most of these people are broken. Right now, the message is to the chosen few. I'm just going to clock the T. If you miss the calling, is that the end, or do you get a second chance? You get many a chance. See, let me tell you something. God knows the end before Spirit, or whatever you want to call it, knows the beginning, right? So they know, the Spirit, the energy, the source knows that you are hard head, because they know I was hard head. They was knocking. They've been knocking on my door since I was a kid, okay? Since I was 6 years old, as far as I can remember. They've been knocking on my door since I was a kid. In my early 20s, baby, I was outside, okay? I was outside kicking it, doing what I wanted to do with my life. And I will never forget, y'all. It was a day where I was drinking and driving in my early 20s outside. And I had this older coworker. Like, I always end up with older friends. You know what I'm saying? I had this older coworker, and she was like a big sister to me. And I was like, I remember just driving after I got home from this party. And to tell you the truth, I've never felt like I ever felt fit in any of these crowds. And a lot of times, even today, I still feel like, you know, I don't fit in, and I'm okay with that. I know that I was born to stand out. But at this particular time in my early 20s, I was out drinking and driving, and all of a sudden, I just hear, "What are you doing? This ain't you." And then I see in the middle of the road a spirit, and it's like, "What are you doing? This ain't you. This ain't you. This ain't you. This ain't you." Basically telling me it's not me, and I need to stop it and get on my purpose, pretty much. And I called my friend, my older friend, and I told her, I said, "Either I'm drunk, or I really just heard what I heard." And I've been hearing things all my life, so I don't know why I'm rushing. I always try to run from it, right? Like, I've been hearing Spirit all my life. We all have the ability to hear Spirit in our own way. Stop allowing people to tell you that that's demonic or that's evil. They're cutting you off from source directly. A lot of people will tell you that hearing God's voice or hearing God in general is demonic or evil. You're hearing hallucinations simply because they don't want you to have that direct connection with God. We all have that connection with God because we are all God's children, right? We are all connected to God, spirit, source, whatever you want to call it, universe. We are all connected. We are all connected. Even when I say that we're all connected. And so with being all connected, we all have that individual relationship that we can have if we choose to build it. If we choose to build it. You don't have to go through me. You don't have to go through anybody if you choose to build your own relationship. However, there are some people that choose not to build it or don't know how to build it. And then that's when they need help. And there's nothing wrong with that. But like I was saying, I asked her, and she was like, no, you heard what you heard. I mean, I've been wanting to tell you that you've been, you know, kind of out here doing the most. Big sister to little sister, you've been out here doing the most, the absolute most. When you don't get your together in my early 20s. And I was like, you know what? I got to stop. I've been getting all the signs. I was getting all the signs. Spirit set me down plenty of times with sicknesses, with illnesses, simply because I was not doing what I was supposed to do. People don't believe that spirit will sit you down if you are not answering the calling, or you have a purpose over your life and you're not answering, and you know. So to answer your question, no. You get a second chance. You're going to get a chance, but at the end of the day, it's up to you. There's plenty of times I got callings when I was six, callings when I was 16. When I was in the church when I was 16, I was just telling my husband the other day, we just drove past a job the other day that my auntie had. And I remember telling her at 16 years old that everything that her boss was going to say to her, he had treated her so badly. And I remember telling her at 16 how it was going to go down. When we moved into our house, I think about almost 7 to 8 years ago, into the house that I'm currently in, my auntie called me, which she's living in Texas now. She called me like, Yaya, everything that you said Mr. Miller was going to say and do, he did. This is when I was 16. I ain't telling you my age now, but I'm grown. You know what I'm saying? A couple of years ago. And she was like, everything that you said he was going to say and ask me, he did. And you said this at 16. There was no way that anybody could ever deny anything that I said since I was a little girl. Anything I said was coming to fruition. And even today, there is no way that you can deny what I'm saying. Ask my godchildren. Everything I say to them comes to pass. They may not understand it, but they normally do. They normally do. You preached that to me in 2021. Everything you ever told me is real. I'm from Georgia and you tapped in. God is amazing and powerful to send messages to us from people, but we know the real from the fake. I say to that, sis, I say to that. We know the real from the fake. My good sister that I told her in 2021, it is 2024. It is 2024. I don't got to fake who I am. There are a lot of people faking in spirituality who they are because spirituality is a trend. And it's a trend simply because people feel like they can make money off of it. And you can. Don't get me wrong. You can. But the answer is for how long. If this is not your calling, you will not be able to do it for very long. You will not be able to do it for long. Things are going to start happening in your life that is going to spin out of control because it's not your calling. So to tell you that you give another chance, but within the next 6 months, what spirit is saying, excuse me, y'all, I've been talking all day. Well, for the last couple of days, it ain't even, the day hasn't even started. But what spirit is saying to you guys overall is that the next 6 months is crucial. You've been asking, you've been crying, you've been fighting, you've been feeling lonely. A lot of you have been feeling like you're ready to go. And when I say go, I mean go. A lot of you have been feeling like you're ready to go. And spirit is saying that the reason is because you haven't been answering your calling. You're feeling lonely and hopeless and purposeless and not with a purpose simply because you are not fulfilling your desires or your calling here. You're not answering the calling. What is your purpose here? That's something you really got to truly ask yourself. And if you can't answer that, that's where people like me come into play to help you. knowing your purpose and fulfilling your purpose is what makes you you. It's what brings you your light. Somebody just told me on here that I'm shining bright, right? I'm shining bright because I'm fulfilling my purpose. This is my passion. This is my calling. And it's been plenty of times that I've tried to quit, but I couldn't quit because this is the only thing that I love to do. This is the only thing that I love to do. I love to help people heal. That is my passion. I knew since I was a little girl that I was going to help people. I remember telling my family I was so angry at them because I always felt like the black sheep. I always felt this since I was 6 years old. And I remember screaming and yelling, telling my family, like, I hate you guys. I'm never going to be like you guys. I'm going to be different. I'm going to change the world. I remember saying that, little six-year-old me. And I've been helping people one by one, but I first had to help myself. And still helping myself every day. I help myself before I put anybody, even my family, my kids, because if I'm not right, then who is? I can't take care of nobody if I'm not good. And that's something I'm still learning to master. That's something that I'm still learning to master. I'm learning to master taking care of me first, because a lot of times we feel guilty. Y'all, when I say that, if you continue to play around in these next 6 months, then that's on you. The next 6 months, God is about to start elevating people and start giving them what they're really asking for, because there's God is finally seeing that you have done enough, you have shown approved, and that everything that you've been asking for is now yours. It's now yours. But you get to decide. The way that this world is going, it's towards self-destruction. And every time I see this world and everything, it reminds me of Sodom and Gomorrah. It just reminds me. It reminds me of a lot of things that's just, you know, it's self-destructing on its own. And that's okay. Let the world self-destruct, but you still do what you were called to do. Because if the world ends today or tomorrow, what are you going to do? Can you say that you actually lived a life full of purpose, that you actually feel fulfilled, that you actually were happy? Can you say that? I know I can't say it yet. And let me explain to you. I can say that I'm happy. I can say that I am fulfilling my purpose, but I don't feel like I reached my full potential yet, simply because there's a lot of things that my heart desires to do for others that I haven't done yet. And it was because of me. I can't blame it on nobody else. You can't blame it on nobody else. Hear me when I say you can't blame nothing that you're going through on anyone else. You can't. You can't do it. It is nobody's fault but yours. It is nobody's fault but yours. And it's time to start taking accountability and stop pushing the blame, because when you push the blame on somebody else, you're giving them power over your life. And I had to learn that myself, that when I blame my shortcomings on someone else, that means that I am giving them the power and the control over my life. I am no longer giving anybody the control over my life, because whether I can or I can't, it's all because of me. And once we as a people start taking the responsibility and the, what's the word I'm looking for, accountability of our own actions, we will be so much better. A lot of people love being Christian because they love blaming everything on the devil. The devil made me do this. The devil made me do that. Baby, I'm sorry to tell you, it's you. Newsflash, it's you. It's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. Okay, it is you. You are the one that's stopping you, because you are allowing the limitations of others, of your past, to be placed onto you. You are allowing. I just had, you know, I network with a lot of different people, and I'm networking with this lady right now. I won't tell too much about her business, because she out there, she doing big things, and congratulations to sis, okay? And she was just telling me how she wanted to start a podcast, but she allowed people, haters to be exact, to stop her from starting her podcast. How many of us have always wanted to do something but allow others to stop us? I'm trying to stop cussing, but y'all know I would say F them people, y'all. F them people. F them people. F them people. Don't allow people to place their limitations on you because they're afraid and because they feel like, girl, I got a whole, it's a whole nother sermon for a whole other day. However, stop allowing people to place their limitations onto you. You better speak on it. Hey, sis. I'm ready for the next 6 months. I feel 2025 is really my year. I just need to help. I just need help finding what it is that I am called to do. If you need help to do that, that's when you come and book a service with me and I'll help you do that. I help people do it. A lot of people that I help start their businesses and they're doing successful. They're doing very well because they know what they're supposed to do. They know what they're supposed to do. I just got on here to say that stop saying that you are called, that you are chosen when you have not answered the calling. Stop it. It's not cute. It's not a trend because it's really not a trend. That's another thing I want to say. It's not a trend to be a chosen one. The chosen ones go through a lot, a lot, a lot. Do you hear me? We go through a lot. You're not just chosen by words. You're chosen by action. Your actions speak louder than words. So I want you to, I want to say that if you want to be chosen, then answer the call. One, two, put that to action. Put it to action. And something simple, and a simple way to know your passion, your calling, your purpose is what lights your heart up. How can you be of service to other people? How can you truly be of service to other people that lights your heart up, that lights you? How can you? What makes you happy to help people? For me, it's helping people heal spiritually, physically, emotionally, and financially, right? And to heal their families and their relationships. That is what it is for me. And spirit allowed doors to be opened up for me to do so. And whatever doors are closed, I'm kicking them open. I am kicking them open. I am kicking them open. Do you hear me? If there is a door that is closed to me, I'm kicking it open. Ain't nothing closed to me unless I want it to be. Hear me when I say that. Ain't nothing closed to me unless I want it to be. Let me say it one more time. Ain't nothing closed to me unless I want it to be. So that means nothing's closed. Everything is open. Every road is open. Every answer is open. Everything is open because I said it is, and I said it is, and it will be done. So I say all this to say, y'all, stop playing around with the terms of being chosen, because a lot of people ain't ready to get behind an action. They're all about that talk, but you ain't about that action. You ain't about that action. You're about that action when it comes to that man, that woman, and everything else. That drama, what the celebrities are doing. Y'all about that action. Y'all about that action. Y'all about that action. But when it comes to you and your call and your purpose of your life, you scared, you shaking in your boots. I said enough, and I ain't gonna say no more. Many are called, but few are chosen. You choose to be chosen. It's your choice at the end of the day. That's why God gave us free will. We get to choose. So today, from this day forward, what will you choose? What will you choose? Will you choose to keep being the same version of you that you were yesterday? Or will you choose better? Will you choose to answer the calling? And if you don't know how you're being called, get with me and ask. And we can talk to God. And we can help you open up that direct source for yourself. So you don't have to keep coming. I tell my mentees, I just got one of my mentees, okay, my godchildren, just a couple of days ago, and I read her fulfilled, okay? I read a couple of them fulfilled, because let me tell you something about me. I'm the type of spiritual godmother that's not going to play with you, one, Two, I don't want you always dependent on me. Baby, I got to do that. I need people in place to carry on the torch. And so I got to teach you so you can carry on the torch and help your people. There are people that's waiting on you to help. As my godmother said, there's always somebody waiting on you for you to help them. We all got somebody we got to help. And she tells me all the time, if you're not doing your job, then the person or the people that you were meant to help doesn't get help. You don't get to get help. They don't get to get help. And so it's like they out there lost and alone. Hey, why would you step on that? No thank you. Upstairs. Why would you do that, son? That's not okay. Go upstairs. That's my last time talking to you. My son be doing stuff just to do stuff. Like, y'all got them toddlers, okay? Ooh, they, you know them boys, especially them boys, y'all. He just tried it. He saw me on live. He been wanting to be down here since earlier. I told him to go upstairs, watch the show for right now, okay? And he got mad and decided to step on my podcast thing, my stand. He decided to step on it. He ain't never did that. Oh, he be trying to get on my ears. He be trying me, y'all. He definitely trying me. Do I have to book with you? What's the service called? You can just book a consultation, sis. Yes, you do. I repeated myself so many times, sis, because I'm trying the gentle parenting thing, okay? I am trying the gentle parenting thing. And sometimes your kids don't hear you. So you gotta, that's my last time talking to you now. Okay? And I decided that I'm not raising my voice at them kids. I'm not. I'm really not. All I'm gonna do is I'm calling your daddy. Your daddy gonna handle that. I ain't doing it. These kids ain't gonna stress me out. I am calling your daddy. That is my favorite thing. I'd be like, baby, speakerphone. These kids ain't gonna stress me out. Speakerphone. Your daddy, because I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to be on that. It's my last time talking to you. I'm calling your daddy. Because I'm not going to do it. Let him handle that. I'd be grateful to be like, ain't in the mood. Call your daddy. People like, ain't in the mood. Hang up. Ain't in the mood. I'm calling your daddy. This is your daddy, and he's not gonna play with you. So you better answer. They get real together, real quick. I'm like, I am not gonna do all of that. I ain't raising my. So the gentle parenting thing works because I don't have to be the one that does it. Call me daddy. That's my secret. I can do that. But anywho, like I'm saying, answer your calling or don't answer your calling. That's totally up to you. It is totally up to you. So I'm sending you guys love and light. I hope that you guys received the message well. I hope that that clarified everything. And in the next 6 months, we're going to see who elevated. Oh, that's my alarm clock. In the next 6 months, we're going to see who elevated, who's doing what they were called to do, and who's honestly getting the life that they wanted to get, and who's not because they decided to still sit and be stagnant. The choice is yours. Also, family, I will be doing a free class. I'm going to be doing free classes. So if you're not signed up to my emailing list, you might want to sign up to it. All you have to do is do the click the link in the bio and, you know, sign up for my email list on my website and get a lot of free game, free information, whether it's about spirituality, health and wellness, what else? Money, okay? Learning how to get your money up, learning how to get your money up, okay? Because a lot of people need help with getting their money up, learning how to get your credit right and get business fundings and grants and all of those different things. So if you are not subscribed to my website, do so. I also will be going live more to talk about how I can help you get to the money if you need to get to the money. So that's something in the works that I'm doing now. So I'll be talking to y'all a little bit more about everything. So I'm sending you guys love and light. And I hope you guys have an amazing day. Hopefully you guys answer your call. If not, that's truly up to you. Bye, guys.